The South Dakota Supreme Court has upheld a First Circuit judge's decision to increase the sentence of a defendant who flipped him off in the courtroom. The High Court heard oral arguments in April. At issue was whether the sentencing hearing had ended before the judge called the defendant back to reevaluate the sentence he had just imposed. Sean Reynard Ross was convicted of trying to break into a change machine at a Chamberlain car wash. Circuit Judge Bruce Anderson noted that it wasn't the crime of the century, but Ross's previous felony convictions indicated a short stay in prison was called for. Anderson imposed 5 years, but suspended all but 18 months. Ross did not agree, and as he was leaving the courtroom, he flipped off the judge. Anderson called Ross back and gave him the full 5 years. When Ross became insolent, Anderson found him in contempt and imposed jail time. Anderson later reconsidered and once again suspended much of the prison sentence. The question before the Supreme Court is this: had Ross started serving his time right there in the courtroom after that first lenient sentence had been pronounced? If yes, the judge can no longer impose more time. At oral arguments, Assistant Attorney General Grant Flynn said the hearing had not concluded.
I believe what the trial court said is, that's my sentence, that concludes the matter. Immediately preceding that statement by the trial court, the defendant had been engaging in sort of a colloquy or a back and forth with the trial court, where he was arguing about how much time he would have to spend and essentially complaining about the amount of jail time that he received.
Flynn said the judge then talked with lawyers about sentence details.
So he was not necessarily establishing this is a finite end to this hearing. He was just saying that the opportunity for argument is closed and we're going to continue pronouncing the sentence to wrap this hearing up.
Justices were unanimous in agreeing that Anderson had the authority to respond to what happened in the courtroom and impose sanctions, including a lengthier sentence. They were not in agreement how similar cases should be handled in the future. Justice Jeanine Kern, joined by Justices Stephen Zinter and Stephen Jensen, holds that the issue needs examination on a case-by-case basis, allowing judges flexibility in responding to evolving situations in the courtroom. Justice Glenn Severson, joined by Chief Justice David Gilbertson, calls for a bright-line determination of when there's a formal break in the proceedings. But all agree that in this case, Judge Anderson acted properly. Sean Ross is still in the state penitentiary. He came up for parole late last year but was denied. If he behaves himself, he'll satisfy his suspended sentence on November 22nd this year. If not, his term expires in March 2022. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.